Okay, next case, please.
The final case under old business is case 11703-84 Outdoor LLC.
All right, gentlemen, again, I will open up for discussion. This is off on 26. Again, it's...
And this is not for an existing, but a new billboard.
This is a new billboard, yep, not an existing billboard.
Right. In the same vicinity as the one we just approved.
Right. Yeah, he's requesting a 15-foot variance from the required 25-foot maximum height.
That is to be visible over the existing building there, if I'm right.
Yep, mm-hmm. That is correct. He's got seven of them.
There's seven variances. There's a lot of billboards around that area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are most of the variances for distance to a dwelling?
Right.
Yeah. One, two, well, five, I'm gonna think, Mr. Mills.
Right, five.
Yeah, number three, four, five, six, seven.
And only one for the height?
Yeah, just one for the height.
So they're not asking for a side or a front. But they would if they couldn't have the height. They would be asking.
That's right.
I don't recall anybody in opposition from those dwellings.
I have no problem with the height, really. It's going in the center of the building, in the center anyway. And it's getting over top of the building. So, man, you know, but the only thing is put that sign, really.
You know, one thing that always concerns me, and because we have it in the county, is once the billboard's up, people quickly forget that it's not to advertise the business on the premises. It's an off-premise sign. And I'd really hate to see that happen. So, but there's nothing, you know, nothing we can, I mean, we can stipulate it all day long, and it's just the enforcement's difficult.
We did ask him that too, right?
Yeah.
But this is what a split, but there's two businesses, this is a separate one, so, right?
Yeah, there's
a reason why they want to get that up there.
Well, that,
and to see what happens.
Still by the same name, 84.
Right, 84,
but,
yeah.
Outdoor. But a different.
Different LLC.
Different LLC, see, different corporation.
And they needed this again to get over that one.
The applicant testified that they were going to be using that as a traditional billboard. And I believe even referenced that there are other businesses that they wanted to have that could advertise on it. The questions that came up, my recollection, was the uniqueness of the property, and is it necessary to enable reasonable use? I mean, those were, I think, if I recall, the big questions you all had that night.
Yeah.
And whether they were creating their own difficulty.
Yeah, and
They are creating, and
you know, there's a, that business has been there a long time, appears to be a, you know,
yep,
a successful business that doesn't necessarily need an additional
billboard
use to be reasonable, but.
Yeah, well, they did. They did create this one themselves.
Yeah.
Well, they have a right to apply.
Oh, sure.
Right.
However.
Yep. If you agree that they created it, then it's my point.
Yeah, well, I do.
Well, John, you took the words right out of my mouth. I have it written right at the bottom of it. That's the way I feel. They're creating their own hardship.
They didn't convince me in the other way. In the other ones, I looked at it. They certainly did. And you got a five for that with. Again, then, Mr. Workman, how do you... Any more questions about that?
No question about that. I mean, it's a new billboard, too.
Yep. Mr. Riggers, any further questions, discussion?
Not for me.
Mr. Eisen?
I can agree.
And again, Mr. Mills. So if there's no further discussion, and if the board's ready then to vote, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we deny case number 11703. believe the applicant is creating his own practical difficulty.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 11,703. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for that reason.
Mr. Usman?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,703 is denied. Okay, gentlemen, that takes care of the old business.